Tome se priča.
Kako izgleda festivalska scena u Srbiji i sa kakvim se izazovima suočava? O tome se pričalo na panelu u sklopu Ment Showcase festivala u Ljubljani, gde su predstavnici različitih festivala iz Srbije delili svoja iskustva. Pričalo se o tome kako nastaju festivalski programi u regionu gde nije lako doći do budžeta, koliko festivali pomažu domaćim izvođačima da dođu do publike i kakav je njihov uticaj na kulturu i turizam. Panel je moderirao Edo Plovanić, urednik portala muzika.hr, a svoje iskustvo podijelili su Filip Arsić iz Arsenal festivala, Miroslav Miletić iz Exit festivala i No Sleep festivala, Tamaš Horvat iz Malom festivala i Aleksandra Pavlović iz Estam festivala i Studentskog kulturnog centra u Kragujevcu. Kako se organizatori nose sa sve višim cenama izvođača i produkcije, pogotovo kada je reč o velikim imenima? Filip Arsić istakao je i da najveći evropski festivali imaju slične probleme, ali da su u Srbiji izazovi još veći zbog nižih cena ulaznica i manjeg budžeta.
For instance, this year we made public yesterday we'll be having Massive Attack as our main headliner this year, and that is, if not, probably the biggest name that we ever had in the festival. And, you know, the problems are the expenses of the hospitality, the expenses of the artist fees. With all those low prices, somebody can say, okay, we brought this upon ourselves. We decided that the prices should be this low, and then it's our problem how we're gonna, you know, go with that. But it's not a solution to just have another edition of the festival, let's say 2026, and say, okay, for this festival, the tickets are going to be like 80, 90, 100 euros. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough, and every year we're trying to, you know, find the best solutions to next year have the even bigger names.
Tamaš Horvat ipak govori o malo drugačijem pristupu.
After the last year, the 10th edition, we also have a bigger name for Malo Festival, for like a festival like Malo Festival. For us, Stairway MC is a big name. But last year, I failed. I played roulette with Stairway MCs and one Serbian punk band called Goblini, but it was not okay. And our team decided that this year we will change everything. We will make a festival without huge names, let's say. And why not to this festival to be a showcase, not for the professionals, showcase for the youth, for the audience, because every year we have a really lot of interesting bands from, let's say, Belgium, France, I don't know, and our audience, let's say, from Vojvodina or from Hungary or from Croatia, don't know these bands, but they are coming to the festival to see that Malon vibe, and it's a good opportunity to see new bands which is maybe never have been booked in Serbia.
Aleksandra iz Estin festivala kaže da je kod njih situacija drugačija jer su odlučili da festival bude besplatan.
We have free entrance. We are a summer festival. We actually started like having like 7-8 euros tickets for the concert when it started like winter festival, and it was in-house. And since corona time it was online, and then we went out in the open. And we decided just to keep it free because we also do programs throughout the year, and I mean, we have the budget, and we are doing this festival throughout projects.
Što se tiče Exita, Miroslav Miletić se osvrnuo na sve veće troškove i odnos sa menadžerima i agentima izvođača.
Back in 2020, when the corona was hit us all, especially the culture in Serbia. Mm-hmm. I remember talking to one of the biggest agencies, I don't want to mention them, but all they said, they were like, okay, but please support us now, we will work on this together after this passes. And the moment it passed back in 2021, the fees just gone up. The logistics, the transportation costs, the production costs. We couldn't go up with the ticket prices. The cost beneficial analysis, like the SWOT analysis, were like, okay, we just can't, we can break even, but I don't think that's the point of the festival of this magnitude, to just break even, as we need to like invest all that money into the program for the next year, and we are steadily getting the prices up. We need to, of course, think about the local economy, because we are nowhere near the Western budgets and Western purchasing power, so...
Jedno je svakako jasno, festivalska scena u Srbiji neprestano balansira između budžetskih ograničenja i želje da ponudi kvalitetan program. Dok neki festivali pokušavaju da ostanu pristupačni, drugi eksperimentišu sa formatom, ali svi se suočavaju sa istim pitanjem. Kako napraviti festival koji će biti održiv, a istovremeno zadržati svoju autentičnost i privući publiku? Pitanje promocije lokalnih izvođača na festivalima i sa domaćom i sa međunarodnom publikom jedno je od ključnih kada govorimo o njihovoj ulozi na muzičkoj sceni. Da li festivali prižaju dovoljno prostora domaćim muzičarima i koliko im pomažu da dođu do šire publike, čućemo od učesnika ovog panela.
There is, how would you say, we decided that a long time ago that every year every edition of the festival at the Garden stage. I don't know if it has been in the main stage, but in the Garden stage, which is, you know, a stage for around 2,000 people, we are having three local names from Kragujevac that we are hoping that those are the young bands, the young Semian people who are going to make new music, but we are stressing it. We want to have local bands, whether they are small, whether they are selling tickets, whether they are, you know, maybe a band that our people know for. Every year we have at least three local bands at the festival, at the stage.
What does it mean, local band?
Local, either from town or a country.
Then no. Because Orem is a really small village with grandmas and grandfathers, but maybe they can also play something. But yeah, we also support local bands from Vojvodina, also from the south side of Hungary, let's say the Szeged area. But I think they can't spell that amount of tickets, because I don't know, at Malo Festival, I think not the band will sell the ticket for the audience.
I mean, we don't promote musicians, but they're not like world music bands all around Kragujevac, but there are a lot of musicians, so we always keep them involved, like being host, holding workshops, and we have guests at our festivals that are doing the same festivals in Serbia, like Todo Mundo, or somebody from Novi Sad, from the organization that are coming. So this year we had Tamas as our biggest volunteer at the festival. So all these gatherings and conferences and meetups, like, really then, I don't know, make a community that we all go and support each other.
Yeah, I can add to that. And then each and every stage of ours, we place local or regional acts prior to the headliner, and also we had Constructa being the first Serbian headliner of the main stage at the Exit Festival a couple of years ago, and also Baby Lasagna last year at the Sea Star Festival in Croatia. That's like, he's a local from Umag, where the festival is held, and he was the headliner there. So yeah, we are constantly supporting the local and regional acts, and we will do even better.
Naredno pitanje na panelu poteklo je iz publike, a to je pitanje o promociji festivala u trenutnom društvenom političkom kontekstu Srbije, i to je izuzetno bitno pitanje, posebno u svetlu aktualnih studentskih protesta. U vremenu kada mladi postaju sve manje angažovani u javnom životu, promocija događaja koji slave zabavu, umetnost, muziku postaje poseban izazov. kako organizatori festivala poput Exita planiraju da privuku studente koji se trenutno nalaze u specifičnoj situaciji. Predstavnici festivala istakli su da su u stalnom kontaktu sa studentima i da ih podržavaju na različite načine, od obezbeđivanja osnovnih potrepština do davanja prostora za diskusiju i angažman. Posebno je naglašeno da se strategija festivala ne oblikuje jednostranim odlukama organizatora, već u saradnji sa samim studentima koji su uključeni u kreiranje plana daljih aktivnosti. Jedan od izazova u promociji festivala jeste i pravilan tajming. Ove godine festivali su sa najavama značajno kasnili u odnosu na prethodne godine, upravo zbog osjećaja da bi preuranjena promocija delovala neprimereno. Čak i veliki izvođači koji bi mogli doprineti ranijoj prodaji karata nisu odmah objavljeni kako bi se izbjegao nesklad sa društvenim okolnostima. Ovakav pristup naglašava da promocija festivala nije samo pitanje ekonomije i marketinga, već i društvene odgovornosti. Poslednji deo panela bavio se temama koje su od ključne važnosti za organizatore festivala, kao što su trendovi i zahtevi publike, kako u pogledu zastupljenosti muzičkih žanrova, tako i u načinu na koji festival odgovara na promenljive ukuse posetilaca. Panelisti su također diskutovali o tome kako festivali reaguju na globalne trendove u vezi sa održivošću, rodnom ravnotežom među izvođačima, kao i o sve većem interesovanju mladih za specifične muzičke žanrove i inovativne koncepte.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned at the start of the panel, in the beginning, Arsenal Festival was, you know, alternative. You couldn't find, you know, some commercial names or anything. Now, commercial does not mean necessarily bad, but we're talking about the alternative. And as time goes by, people change. Some, of course, some new people come to see the festival, but the people that were here from day one, you know, some of them change, some of them not so much, but over time, there has been a big change in what people want to see at the festival, and we think that variety at the festival is a beautiful thing. That's why we changed so much over the years. And you know, as I said, in the start we had like punk bands, rock bands, and everything. Now, like we're having some rap, trap names, pop names, electronic as well.
Well, after Corona time, I mean, it started being normalized, like going abroad, going somewhere for the weekend, just going out in nature because it was lockdown. And it was so it merged a lot of small bouquet festival. I'm talking about Serbia right now, and I found that some young people find it interesting. Like, hey, we should pack up in a car and go for a weekend wherever. So I think it's a good thing that festivals emerged. There is Poly Festival, it's in Šuci, and south of Serbia is also thriving. There is Madrić Fest in Kraljevo. So all these differences that happened after Corona, I think brought like rural life to like young people to find it interesting to go, and that's when festivals started happening.
It is difficult, but last year, in particular, we've had all-female night at the Dance Arena with all the female DJs, and we also, a couple of years, we've had all-female acts at the main stage of the Exit Festival, and so we are pretty much doing it for the past couple of years, including as much female acts and artists as possible. It is possible, of course. And also, when you say about the trends and genres and everything, apart from the surveys that we are collecting during the festival and after the festival, we also have a younger and younger team that are employed at the Exit Festival, and they are constantly filling us in with what's new, what's hot. So we are the big festival, so we need to keep up with the trends. And what we are seeing in the past couple of years is that new hard techno is basically running the world right now. So we need to have the balance, of course, with, I mean, if there is when it's the mainstream, it has to have the underground, so the balance is pretty much everything. But what's new, what's hot, sells the tickets.
U ovom prilogu upoznali smo vas sa srpskom festivalskom scenom, od svima poznatog Exit festivala do skrivenog Dragulja malom festivala u Vojvođanskoj ravnici. Saznali ste koji su to glavni izazovi u regionu sa manjom kupovnom moći i kako to utiče na kreiranje festivalskog programa. Saznali ste i kakva je uloga festivala u promociji lokalnih izvođača. Također i kakva je festivalska publika i njena očekivanja. Nadam se da vam je ovaj prilog bio koristan i informativan, a ukoliko želite malo dublje da se pozabavite ovom temom, slobodno odite na naš sajt i pročitajte tekst upravo o ovoj temi.